great individual, and I urge you all to vote for Gary Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I want to be the Libertarian nominee for president. Look, presidential candidate has to recognize the problems that face this country, give the solutions that go along with the problems, and only the Libertarian candidate is going to offer up the solutions to the problems that we have. And then you've got to have a resume to go along with that. And I think I've got the resume. I've been an entrepreneur my entire life. I've been an athlete my entire life. I got to be governor of New Mexico for 2 terms. I said no to bigger government. How did that work out in a state that was 2-1 Democrat? You know, they did a poll on the favorability of all the presidential candidates running, and there was only one presidential candidate running that was viewed favorably in his or her own state. The fact is, how did it work out in New Mexico? I'm telling you, people in New Mexico wave at me with all 5 fingers, not just one. Good government. Good government was easy. It wasn't hard. It was easy to look at issues first, second, third, last, politics last, non-existent, and people saw it. I really do think I have a resume when it comes to civil liberties, that I've got it in spades. I really think that I've got it in spades when it comes to fiscal responsibility. And I base that on the fact that I may have vetoed more legislation than the other 49 governors in the country combined. All governance needs to occur under strict adherence to the United States Constitution. As governor of New Mexico, I made very few promises. I promised to veto any tax increases. I vetoed every single tax increase. Not one single penny of tax was increased over an 8-year period in New Mexico. That had never happened before. I promised that there would be fewer state employees when I left office than when I got there. There were 1,200 fewer state employees when I left office. A 10% reduction in state government employees when I left office, that had never happened in the history of the state. I promised to increase, as a percentage of the budget, the amount of money that we spent on education every year, and did that for 8 straight years, which gave me the liberty to talk about real school reform, which was bringing competition to public education. If I would have promised everything that I delivered as governor of New Mexico, I would have never been elected because I would have been just another blowhard politician. As president, I am promising to submit a balanced budget to Congress. As president, I am promising to veto legislation where expenses exceed revenue. As president, I am promising to advocate on the part of the fair tax. And look, I'm listening. I promise to advocate on the part of the less unfair tax. I promise to end the military wars. I promise to end the war. I promise to end the war in Afghanistan. I promise to bring the troops home. I promise to end the costly and ineffective war on drugs. Look, most Americans are fiscally responsible and socially tolerant. I fall in that group. I think this is a broad brushstroke of the Libertarian Party, a broad brushstroke of the Libertarian Party is government needs to exist to protect us against force and fraud. Government needs to exist to protect us against individuals, groups, corporations, countries that would do us harm. Imagine a libertarian president challenging Congress to bring about marriage equality. Imagine a libertarian president challenging Congress to reduce impediments to free markets. Free markets means no tariffs. Imagine a libertarian candidate for president challenging Congress to repeal the Patriot Act, abolish the Department of Homeland Security. Imagine a libertarian president challenging Congress for meaningful immigration reform. The libertarian candidate for president is going to be the only candidate talking about gun rights and gay rights in the same sentence. The libertarian candidate for president is the only candidate that's going to be talking about slashing welfare spending and slashing warfare spending in the same sentence. The change to me to be a libertarian is not a change. I have always been a libertarian. I pledge to be active in the Libertarian Party beyond the 2012 election. Make no bones about it. The goal here is to win the election. It's always been about the message. I think the message that I'm delivering is the same message as that of Ron Paul. Ron Paul has always said he's a messenger. Ron Paul a week ago says, look, I'm not dropping out of this race because the crowds are growing. This is the growing movement in America today. And when Ron Paul's candidacy comes to an end, and I hope it doesn't, I hope he's the Republican nominee, but I think it is going to come to an end. And when it comes to an end, where does this message go? Well, it continues, and there's an absolute viable alternative to voting for Ron Paul. It will be the Libertarian nominee. This is not 2008. I debated Bob Barr in the year 2000 at the Republican National Convention in Philadelphia on drug policy. Somewhere between that debate and 2008, he fell out of bed, hit his head, and became a libertarian. I'm glad it happened. This is not about 2008. I don't have any of that baggage hanging in back of me. I did an NPR interview yesterday, all things considered. The question was, if you're on the torture rack and they're going to kill you, who are you going to vote for, Mitt Romney or Barack Obama? My response was, look, I've climbed Mount Everest. I know what it is to hunker down and do what it takes. Take this to the bank. I would die. Collectively, the country does not need to die. There is only one choice, and it's going to be the Libertarian nominee for president. I respectfully ask you for that nomination. Thank you very much.